wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Liverpool, England, a car plowed down a crowded street, injuring dozens of people. ABC's Ian Pannell's on the scene.
The city celebrating Liverpool Football Club's historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets, a sea of red, cheering the victorious team. Then, police say, around 6 p.m, as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle plowing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News. Ukrainians dealing with another round of Russian attacks, and Russia showing no signs of backing away from that three-year-old conflict. Here's ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge.
Over the weekend, we had one night the largest number of UAVs, drones, one-way attack drones. They have massive warheads attached to them. Most of them are Iranian-made, the Shahids, fired by Russia in a single night. 355 fired in just one night, as well as nine cruise missiles in that same night. And over a three-day period, Russia launched 900 of these attack drones and around 90 ballistic and cruise missiles.
Investors may be in a buying mood after the Memorial Day weekend. Stock futures are sharply higher overnight after President Trump announced that tariff delay for Europe. Traders are also looking ahead to quarterly results from AI chip giant NVIDIA due out tomorrow. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you that there is very little time remaining to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. You only have until the end of this month, that is May 31st, and those applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The season will open on October 18th. Once again, you only have until the end of this month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license, and applications can be submitted online. Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., the Flamborough River YMCA invites you over to the Shawamigan School District Auditorium for a performance dance recital. Their youth dance program participants have been working hard and would love to see a full auditorium. You can witness a variety of fun and energetic dance performances of many different styles, including ballet, hip-hop, jazz, and pom. All ticket and flyer sales will go towards the 2024-25 annual support campaign, which funds the membership for all programs. This campaign is vital in providing low-cost membership and program scholarship opportunities. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online. And don't forget to visit the concession stand while you're there, where the Shawamigan track and field team will be working hard to raise money for the repairs needed to the track complex. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., over at the Schwamigan High School Auditorium. Two garbage trucks in Madison have a new look, and as Savannah Tomielsen explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the two works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those two trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. Kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the streets division. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been your local news on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, good luck to our area athletes as they are competing in all kinds of different tournament, regional golf, baseball, or softball track today. The fifth-rated Merrillwood Conference Golf Champion Prentice Buccaneers are a big fish in Hayward today. They'll tee off at 9 o'clock this morning, try to advance on to sectionals later on this week. Meanwhile, WIAA Boys and Girls Track Regionals all across the state of Wisconsin today. And Phillips will be the site for area athletes to be at. Shawamigan and Prentice, Riblake, Phillips, all running in Phillips. That'll be a 4 o'clock start time down at the Phillips track and field. Today, we've got regional softball, of course. Phillips at home. They will be taking on Frederick Luck, and Shawamigan at home taking on Hurley. Here, the Phillips game here, Shawamigan game over on 103.1. Today, there's also baseball action today. The high school baseball team will be in action today for Shawamigan, little tune-up game as they get ready for tournament action coming up on Thursday. They'll be home versus Lakeland for a 5 o'clock start today at Armstrong Field.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. I bet you lay awake at night wondering what Wisconsin's plant species of the year is. Yes, plant species. Well, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the 2025 plant species of the year. I'm going to tell you what it is when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin DNR has announced milkweed as the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year, and the agency is encouraging citizens to plant milkweed to help monarch butterflies. Milkweed is an important plant for monarchs and a fine addition to any home garden. When combined with a few native plants that bloom throughout the spring and summer, the DNR says your garden can support an even wider variety of pollinators. Of the 13 native milkweed plants in Wisconsin, 5 are listed as endangered, threatened, or species of special concern. Monarchs breed in the Badger State throughout the spring and summer, and they require milkweed to survive. It's the only plant that monarchs lay their eggs on, and it's the only food that monarch caterpillars eat. To learn more and find native milkweed plants near you, visit the agency's Native Plants webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Native Plants. Then you can help the monarch butterfly. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42. 98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. I'll go back. I used to rock all night long. Keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back.
to watch a summer fade, to fall growing up too fast, and I do recall. Oh, I go back. Friend in the 16 summers I shared with him. Solve a problem. Hell, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up. You ain't giving in. No matter, love starts slipping. Love starts slipping.
Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us some girls that stole her hearts. Gave us some books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekend. that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heartbeat again, heartbeat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, you almost fell out. Two stuck together from the edge. Won't you do it and do it one time?
table, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right. Stuck like glue.
Sugarland at 98Q Country, 26 after 8. A little sun greeting you out there. We're going to see some rain probably at some point today, but obviously not a washout, but a few rain showers. Not expecting anything severe weather-wise. Temperatures are going to warm up a little bit into the 70s, maybe even pushing 80s by later in the weekend and early next week. Hopefully all the rain shower activity won't hamper some of the baseball and softball and track. It's going on golf. Prentice is over at Big Fish Golf, Ladysmith, Hurley, Flambeau, Winter, Drummond, all there. It's going to be very interesting because Prentice and Ladysmith, both with very strong golf teams this year. If you finish, I believe, top two, we'll move on. So they should be all right there. But you've got a good battle with the Prentice golf team over at an interesting, a fun golf course over at Big Fish. You got the woods and you've got kind of the links style course there. Fun course. Fun course to play. I hope your start to this week is better than the morning show, guy. I had a good weekend, was able to kind of shut off, you know, normal life and all that stuff and just kind of hang out with family and do some yard work. And it's all good. It's all good. But then when you come back in and you try to get it going again, it's like, it's kind of like starting that lawnmower for the first time in the spring. You know what I mean? I mean, you're pretty sure it's going to start eventually, but it's going to take a little bit. might even take a fuel injector cleaner or something, but the brain is not cooperating here this morning. Hopefully, by the time we delve into a special Tuesday edition of the Gray Area, we missed yesterday, so Gray will join me, and we'll do a little Gray Area from 9 to 10 this morning. The menu of items looks absolutely delectable this morning. Stay tuned. Gray Area coming up a little bit after 9. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries next. If you have somebody, if you missed them from the weekend, that's fine. We'll wish him a happy belated, give him a chance to win the cake on Friday. But do that real quick here at 715-762-3221. Through all the birthday anniversary celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Liverpool, England, a car plowed down a crowded street, injuring dozens of people. ABC's Ian Pannell's on the scene.
The city celebrating Liverpool Football Club's historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets, a sea of red, cheering the victorious team. Then, police say, around 6 p.m., as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle plowing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Kendra from Embrace to talk about what the month of May stands for.
May is recognized for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month, and it's really a time to honor, remember, and advocate for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives who have gone missing or have been murdered at alarming rates. And so we like to bring attention to this because it's something that's just not talked about, you know, and people say like, oh, it doesn't happen here, not in my backyard. But like you said, this is something that's very relevant right now with the missing woman up in the Lac des Flambeaux area. So I just wanted to share some statistics today and bring awareness to that because it is happening here. And actually for Indigenous women, murder is the third leading cause of death. And Native women also face murder rates, so that's more than 10 times the national average. And even more alarming stats here to continue is Indigenous women in the U.S., 84.3% have experienced violence in their lifetime, 56.1% have experienced sexual violence, 55.5% have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, and 48.8% have experienced stalking. So just outrageous numbers, really, in the community just isn't talking about it enough, so that's why we like to go out in the community and raise awareness around this because it's something that families are struggling, women are dying, relatives are dying, and it's important that we talk about it and bring awareness to it.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., over in Glen Flora, there's a Hawkins Cupboard Pantry Food Drive. Artisan's Outlet is collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to the food pantry. As an added bonus, for every donation you bring in, they're willing to give you a 20% off coupon to use on one full-price item. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Artisans Outlet in Glen Flora. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. Brittany Marlowe tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Joe's Auto Glass in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Swamming and Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. This class is showing the strength, drive, and determination to soar above every challenge. This is Joe's Repairs Vehicle, Residential, and Commercial Glass, plus Windows and Screens. The class of 2025 has proven they can handle life's cracks and keep flying. Located on Highway 13, Joe's Auto Glass congratulates these Eagles as they take flight into the future. Keep soaring, class of 2025. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Jada and Casey Egerbrett. They also always support all local school athletes and their teams, no matter the season or sport.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Turning Point Field Rep Brady Penfield. Bring the family, an appetite, and a thirst for knowledge. Visit the Republican Party of Price County on Facebook for more details.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or five tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together.
All right, let's do some birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday. If this 27th day of May is a big day for you, we've got a couple people who celebrated. Tim. Tim Smith celebrated on Sunday, actually. And then Doug celebrated yesterday. So your brother wanted to wish both of you very, very happy birthday. We have Paul Klepak, who is celebrated a birthday yesterday on the 26th. So, Paul, happy birthday to you. From your mom and from the whole family, the brothers and sister, all wishing Paul a very happy birthday. If you're celebrating here on this 27th of May, you share your day with these other celebrities, such as Jack McBrayer, the Georgia native, played Kenneth in the Kenneth the Page and 30 Rock, if you watch that show, 52 today. Paul Bettany. All right, Bettany, B-E-T-T-A-N-Y, the English actor. The Da Vinci Code was in that. 54, Joseph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes' brother, makes sense, is also an actor. Killing Me Softly, Enemy at the Gates. Elizabeth, 55 for Joseph today. Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, Baseball Hall of Famer for the White Sox for the first 16 of his 19 years. He is currently a studio analyst for MLB on Fox. Frank Thomas is 57 today. Todd Bridges, the actor-director, played Willis on the show Different Strokes and was also in Everybody Hates Chris. So when our little Arnold from Different Strokes would say, "What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about?" That's who he's talking about, Todd Bridges. Doing pretty good. He's 60 today. Adam Carolla, the Love Line, The Man Show, now a producer, star, 61 for Adam Carolla today. Perry Gilpin, the actress from the show Frasier, is 64. Don Williams, country artist, legend, 1939, born, passed in 2017. The Gentle, wasn't he called the Gentle Giant, I believe? Let me confirm that here before we move on, because I can't let it go. The Gentle Giant. I always get him and the Possum, George Jones, mixed up. Don Williams, born on this day, passed 2017. Louis Gossett Jr., the actor, producer, director, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for An Officer and a Gentleman. Did many others too. Louis Gossett Jr., born on this day, 1936, passed in 2024. Dr. Henry Kissinger, the German-born former Secretary of State and National Security Advisor in the Nixon and Ford administrations from 69 through 77. I don't know why it is, but every time I hear the name Henry Kissinger, I think of dark interrogation rooms with cigarette smoke filled everywhere and a heat lamp. It's just what I think. It's probably because every documentary I see from that Nixon era is that. 1923, he was born. He lived to be almost 100. Passed away in November of 2023, just short of 100. Sir Christopher Lee, the London-born actor, made over 200 movies and TV appearances, many of those in horror films. He also appeared in a James Bond movie, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Lord of the Rings, he was in that too, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Sir Christopher Lee, born 1922, passed in 2015. And Vincent Price. Of course, his voice and legend lives on in the Michael Jackson song Thriller. But he was an iconic horror movie actor and a spoken word, just his voice. His voice was scary. You listen to him, you're just like, ooh, boo. He appeared on Alice Cooper's television special, too, and that, I guess, defined his career. I don't remember that part, but you hear the song Thriller. And you got Vincent Price in there doing the voice. 1911, he was born, Vincent Price. He passed back in 1993.
Jay's Automotive in Park Falls proudly salutes the Shawamigan High School class of 2025. Located on Highway 13, Jay's Automotive is your trusted hometown shop where ASE certified technicians handle everything from engines and transmissions to tires, tune-ups, and more. Whatever your vehicle needs, they've got it covered, bumper to bumper. Congratulations to the graduates on this major milestone. As you shift into the next chapter, know that Jay's Automotive is here to keep your journey running smooth. Drive forward with pride, class of 2025.
The Park Falls Family Restaurant proudly salutes the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. What a special shout out to Alex Martin. Just like the Eagles, the class has shown heart, hustle, and hunger for success. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they're always serving up something great. Now with a new Mexican menu to try. Veterans always receive 10% off as a thank you for your service. Open daily at 7 a.m., Park Falls Family Restaurant is proud to serve and celebrate this incredible class.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you'll be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon, with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
All right, every Tuesday morning we chat a little bit about your money. And we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do that. Top of the morning. How we doing, Matt?
Good. I'm doing well, Joel. How are you?
Oh, how could we not be doing good? That was a pretty darn nice weekend we had, wasn't it?
It was. I don't think it could get any the weather could get any better. Not too hot, not too cold.
And
Yeah, very little rain. It was very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Except
weekend.
For the 10 minutes it did rain. I was out mowing lawn, of course. But
it caught you, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, just to cool you off a little bit. That's all right.
Right, right.
Sometimes I'm all right when I mow the lawn and you get a little misty rain. Just like, ooh, this is nice. You feel like you're a little mister, a little misty thing down in Mexico or something. It feels good.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, well, let's talk about people's money here, Matt. What do we have for a topic for him today?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I want to talk a little bit about, since the school year is coming to an end and kids will be at home probably a little bit more often, and that's teaching your children about money.
Okay. All right. Very valuable. Yeah. Kids, grandkids, yeah. Whatever it may be, exactly.
Right. Yeah, there's a few different lesson ideas on how to help introduce or teach children about money.
All right, very good. We'll stay in class for another week, okay,
yeah,
for the kids.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
So even though children don't always understand where money really comes from, they certainly realize at a young age that they can use it to buy things that they want. So as soon as your child becomes interested in money, it's a good idea to start teaching him or her how to handle it, of course, wisely. The simple lessons that you teach today will give your children a solid foundation for making a lifetime of financial decisions.
Okay.
So the first lesson I want to talk about was learning how to handle an allowance. An allowance is often a child's first brush with financial independence. With allowance money in hand, your child can begin saving and budgeting for things that he or she wants. Of course, it's up to you to decide how much to give your child based on your values and family budget. But a rule of thumb used by many parents is to give a child 50 cents or $1 for every year of age. To come up with the right amount, you may also want to consider what your child will need to pay for out of his or her allowance and how much of it will go into savings.
All right. 50 cents for every. I got some renegotiating to do with my mom.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I guess inflation since that time. I don't know.
Some retroactive allowance here I could maybe take.
Right.
And with that, also with that allowance, Matt, comes the art of bargaining too, right? Or the kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe if the chores are more 1 week, then maybe get a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Allowances are, great. Incentive, and it teaches them the value of work too. So yeah,
right. And you know, some things to keep in mind with the allowance, of course, is set some parameters, sit down and talk to your child about the types of purchases you expect him or her to make and how much the allowance should go towards savings. Okay. On top of that, stick to a regular schedule. Give your child the same amount of money on the same day each week, kind of like a paycheck. And of course, consider giving an allowance raise to your child for handling his or her allowance well.
All right, very good.
Perfect. And then the second lesson would be opening a bank account. Taking your child to your local bank or credit union to open an account is a simple way to introduce the concept of saving money. Your child will learn how savings accounts work and will soon enjoy making deposits. Many banks and credit unions have programs that provide activities and incentives designed to help children learn financial basics. Some other ways that you can help your child develop good savings habits include helping your child understand how interest compounds by showing him or her how much quote-unquote free money has been earned on deposits.
Okay.
Also offer to match whatever your child saves towards a long-term goal. So that can be very similar to an employer, you know, sponsored plan where if you save 3% for retirement or for that long-term goal, you know, you can, your employer or your parents can match that.
Okay.
And then let your child take out a few dollars out of the account occasionally. Young children who see money going into the account but never coming out may quickly lose interest in savings.
Okay.
And then the third lesson is setting and saving for financial goals. When your children get money from relatives, you may want them to save it for college, but they'd rather spend it now, of course. Let's face it, children don't always see the value in putting money away for the future. So how can you get your child excited about setting and saving for financial goals? Here are a few ideas. First, let your child set his or her own goals, obviously within reason. This will give your child some incentive to save. Second, encourage your child to divide his or her money up. For instance, your child might want to save some money towards a long-term goal, share some of it with a charity, and spend some of it right away. So kind of having different categories for their money.
Okay.
Write down each goal and the amount that must be saved each week or each day, week, or month to reach it. This will help your child learn the difference between a short-term goal and a long-term goal. And then finally, don't expect a young child to set too many long-term goals. Your children may lose interest in goals that take longer than a week or two to reach. And if your child fails to reach a goal, chalk it up to experience. Over time, your child will learn to become a more disciplined saver.
Yeah, I would guess some kids, one kid's personality might be he wants a Kit Kat bar next Wednesday, and the next one might be to, own their own business in China. You never know. It can be a little bit of everything, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And as everyone knows, every child's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, those goals will certainly be different depending on the child, no doubt.
Yeah, and like you said, every kid's different, and I think there's those set rules, and always that rule of example is always good too, right? For parents, kids are watching, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, they are. They're watching more than you think. I know our son is now two, and it's crazy some of the things that he learns. Maybe not money related, but he's always watching.
Yeah. They learn things like being charitable and whatever it may be. They're watching. Well, whether it's kids or whether it's grandkids, it's a great thing to pass along. Is just the understanding of just the basic technology of finances. So, and as always, if folks have any questions, or maybe they want to set up an education account for their kids, or maybe they want to set up some kind of an investment account, they can always bring the kid or the grandkid in when they have that face-to-face free meeting, right?
Absolutely, yep. That's what we're here for, and that's one of the things that we talk about in most of those first meetings is our view on money and how money kind of works together, and also creating that budget. That's a very obviously good starting point.
Pioneer-financial.net, Hawkins, Phillips, Medford, and they can always give you a call and set up an appointment to sit across the table and discuss whatever financial point they're at in their life, right, Matt?
Absolutely. And our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. I was cruising down Highway 8 on Sunday, went past your nice facility there in Hawkins.
Oh, sure. So,
I was thinking, do I have something to put on the doorstep? And I couldn't think of anything. So you're lucky. And sorry I didn't leave you a gift.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
All right. Matt, always good to talk to you. Matt, we look forward to chatting with you next Tuesday again.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, local folks to talk about your money. Give them a call. And as always, we talk with them every Tuesday morning right around this time about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied
relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
The 2025 Winter Wisconsin graduates have earned their moment, and the Lakewood Cafe is proud to celebrate them. A local favorite and home of the Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, Lakewood serves up deep-fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, and a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. It's the taste of tradition and hometown pride. Stop in, grab a plate, and join Lakewood Cafe in saluting the next generation. Proud to serve winter and proud to cheer them on.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See him at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Swamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. This class has knocked it out of the park, and now it's time to celebrate. Whether you're looking for a great place to stay, delicious food, or fun on the lanes, they've got it all. From BOGO wings on Tuesday to Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday, there's something for everyone. Congrats, Screaming Eagles. Your perfect getaway starts here.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
98Q Country.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
We have a special Tuesday edition of the Gray Area coming up. Gray will join me after the news here in just a little bit here. 98Q.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. He's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He
yells out Johnny Cash, and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage, and he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar mambling all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. She got an MBA in a plush corner office. Got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the